Back home, and a remote Aboriginal community off North Queensland is running out of water. The Palm Island Council says it won't be able to cope if the town's dams run dry, and it's asking for non-essential visitors to leave. The mayor says a likely fix is a desalination plant, but locals say they're worried for their health and they need help. Penny Timms reports.
Palm Island and its nearly 2,000 residents are surrounded by the clear waters of the Coral Sea, but they're essentially in drought. Palm Island Mayor Alf Lacey.
We have between 150 and 180 days of supply in both of the dams that we've got here on the island. We've put water conservation action in place on the island.
Resident and mother of five, Lindell Pryor, is worried about the quality of fresh water. She says tap water turned a deep orange colour 2 weeks ago.
It made me think about like I was in a third world country or something. And you often see images on TV where kids are drinking dirty water. I thought, oh my God, we're in Australia and this is what my children are bathing in. To me, that's not good enough.
While things have improved, she says the water is still too murky for her to drink. She's also worried about how long it's taking for authorities to act.
Would the Premier like to drink brown, dirty water? If she wants, I'll give her a glass of my water. Why was that water brown and why is it still like a murky colour today?
Her family has instead bought a water purifier and bottled water, but she says many residents and businesses, including a daycare centre, can't afford to do the same. At its peak, she took three of her children to the island's hospital because they fell ill after bathing in the water.
All the same symptoms, upset tummy, diarrhoea. The nurse made a comment, she said, you'd be surprised how many other families are coming with the same symptoms. I know in recent reports, the hospital has said that there's been no reportings or any waterborne bacterial or cases coming up. But I know that day that I was there, that's what they said to me. They never done no testing or no bloods or no urine sample or anything. All they said to me was, it must be a bug. They wouldn't say the water, but they said that there had been other kids with the same symptom that's come in. They said, all you do is take them home, boil your water, give them flat lemonade and just keep them.
So they told you to boil your water?
Boil our water, yep. Now, for them to say that, they must suspect too it's water.
The Townsville Health Service says it hasn't seen any increase in presentations of children with the illness described, but it's monitoring the situation. Mayor Lacey says the water discoloration was an isolated event and the water is safe and always has been.
Since that event, the council's gone through and opened up the mains in certain areas and just sort of given a lot of the mains a bit of flush. So it could be because of the levels of the dam is down a bit low, whether it's the aerators, the current aerators that we've got in our dam supplies. That is sort of kicking up a bit of muck, but I think that it was just a one-off event. And I haven't had any more reports of any more concerns from residents in the town in terms of the discolouring of water. I generally check every morning in my own household. The important thing to understand is that we have weekly testing done of the water quality and is it fit for human consumption. And a lot of the reporting that we're getting back from the Townsville Laboratory at the moment is quite good at the moment.
Those words are of little comfort to Ms Pryor, who says she's so worried she's considered moving to the mainland.
Scared me, like made me think that, you know, we were in a third world country and that's scary to think that. I'd never like my children to ever be in that situation again. We're thinking about moving our children to the mainland, but to do that, because they're all in school, it would just disrupt them. So we want to stay as long as we can. We're praying for that rain.
One thing nobody disputes is that the water situation is desperate. Council has even banned non-essential visitors to the island in a bid to conserve water.
We've restricted visitors to the island in terms of essential business only rather than coming for a day out of the government office on the mainland.
Mayor Lacey this week met with water experts appointed by the Queensland government and is hopeful the island will get a saltwater purification plant.
The most likelihood is certainly a desalination plant for the island. Our council would rely on that expert advice in terms of what are the other options, and certainly if a desalination plant is an option. Look, yes, we're surrounded by water. We're an island shire, one of the most beautiful island shires in the state. And certainly, if a desalination plant is the option, then that's something we have to seriously consider as a plan going forward in terms of continuing to keep the island operating and certainly keep our infrastructure going on the island.
He's now waiting for an official report from the government. But he says the one thing the island has on its side is resilience, which has been developed after decades of hardship.
I think Palm, in the residents of Palm, are certainly so used to stuff being thrown at them, and very resilient community. So I think it's really important that we stick together on it, and that we heed every advice that we can in terms of working together to find a solution on replenishing our water supply on the island.
That's Alf Lacey, the Palm Island Mayor, ending that report by Penny Timms.